This is a song for December. Whenever,
wherever you are, wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It's 9:05 on Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us, the biggest breakfast show in the country and pushing the boundaries also in Southern Africa.
Absolutely.
Now, Shaquan, every once in a while, we do have superstars on Fresh Breakfast, apart from the Fridays.
That's just
what it is. We superstardom attracts superstardom and
recognize
is real.
What you said.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next gentleman that we are going to speak to right now, they call him the Piano Grootman. Because he's been in this game since 2012, literally.
Okay.
And there's always debate about piano, you know what I mean? Oh, no, who started it? Who started what? These were the men that was crafting.
Being at it.
That were in studio.
Yeah.
Taking that quieto, taking that bass line and turning it into something a little faster and maybe a little more delicious.
A little bit more smoother on the
ear. A little bit
more
smoother.
Yes.
For goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gentleman that has been doing it. He is going to talk to us about his journey right now, and he's going to talk to us about his new album that dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about none other than South R's favorite, Josiah the Disciple. What happened to my tongue there? Wow. Josiah.
Morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you doing today, Mr. Mokwela? How's the weather?
Wow. With such a beautiful introduction, you guys just kickstarted my day.
Right?
That's what we're talking about, my guy. Tell me, where exactly are you, Boot?
So I'm based in South Africa, Johannesburg.
Where in Joburg?
There's a place called Four Ways.
Four Ways.
I think Four Ways, just 5 kilometers around Sandton.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think a lot of people are really familiar with
it. Yeah. Four Ways is always the main attraction.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, cool. So
know what Four Ways is, right?
What is it?
Four Ways translates to I work for this bag.
Oh, okay.
Four Ways translates to I'm still being a little bit financially conscious because I got to take care of home, right?
But
I made it.
There's no way you didn't make it, man, Josiah. You are well respected in the game when it comes to piano or just music in general.
In general, yeah.
Just music in general because you've worked on other stuff as well. How have you been, my guy? How has it been the year so far for you?
Yo, I think the year kickstarted so well for me. I released my album, which I've been really prolonging for all these years, titled Satori. I dropped it on the 26th of April.
Mm.
And you know, when you haven't dropped a project for so long.
Ah, is the network like trying to mess with us? Hold on.
Enjoying the album. I'm just living inside the moment as well.
Hold on, Joshua. I think the network is messing with us a little bit. Let's quickly call you back in a second. Just give us a couple of seconds, Bud.
Okay, you hear me now?
Just hold on. Let me quickly call you back, Bud. We will call him back real quick just to, you know, sometimes they say switch on. That's
yeah.
the trick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it somewhere right now. There we go.
It's
going to ring now and then we going to get into it.
So I think it'll be interesting to kind of just pick his brain on, you know, how sometimes it's also very easy for people to ask, so why did it take you so long to release a new project?
Yeah.
Not understanding that it's hard sometimes.
Can you hear us now, Omez?
I can.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
You were telling us about dropping Satori and it taking so long.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those projects that I've been really contemplating on dropping because of the style of the music on this particular album. It's very sentimental to me. It's called Spiritual Amapiano, you know.
Mm.
And this means that you really have to be intentional now when you do this type of style because the messages also have to be clear. They have to be messages of hope, you know. Messages to bring light, you know. And yeah, I've worked with the likes of Marumba Peach, Nobuhle, Toshi. I have a song with the legendary Jimmy Zuzu on this particular project, you know.
No
and
way!
I know that these people are people that are really intentional with what they do.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, I'm such a fan of Jimmy. I love him. I love him so much. So, you know, maybe the question that I can pose to you right now is just, you mentioned that soulful Amapiano, right? In terms of the soulful part, who did you grow up listening to that you feel really influenced you, you know, kind of adding this fusion to Amapiano?
You know, to be honest, to the soul and spiritual side, I took much of my influence from my mom, because she's actually a church-going person. There's this type of genre in South Africa, a gospel genre called clap and tap.
Clap and jab.
And it's most, yeah, clap and tap. It's okay. Most popular in the townships.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we grew up going to church, and I think all those spiritual songs from church really evoked something in me, and it's been something that I actually took with me since.
Wow.
Speaking of the township and that spiritual journey that you're on, and you going back there, is that what this is? You're going back to your roots, who you are as a person, your DNA with Satori.
My brother, you just hit the spot, definitely, because also the fans have been asking, you know. Between these 2-3 years, I've also just been, I found myself lost within the piano, producing everything. And for me, that's not like the direction I wanted to go, you know. And the fans always came back and reminded me, yo, bro, we haven't heard this particular sound from you since 2020, since 2021, bro. Like, can you at least come and soothe our heart, you know? So it's actually the fans that pushed me to go back to who I really am, go back to the style that really talks to me.
Okay, so, and maybe, partner, just to add on to what you were saying, going back to your root and going back to yourself, basically. You know, the Satori experience, there is a video or visuals, basically, on his YouTube channel. Please do check it out, by the way. Where he's actually in the middle of the street, yeah? And he's mixing the Amapiano. And
man.
This is when I say that Four Ways is also a translation of I've Really Made It. He's even using, I'm actually being really, really silly right now, but just listen to me. He's even using, you know, that headphone, the one that you put like a telephone.
Yes, yeah.
That's when you know a DJ has made it, right? It's just beautiful to see. I love it. So how do you feel this journey has really changed you? Yes, as an artist, because, I mean, obviously that's why we're obviously having this conversation, but how do you feel it's really changed you as the man that you are today, that it's translating into your sound and your music?
It has changed me. It has changed me, like, in a positive way, you know. I mean, as I said, that going back to my roots really showed me that that's what works for me, you know, and I just really need to stick to my lane. And it has really taught me to trust in my process, and that things will be fine, because as long as people are still crying about my old work, my old type of style, my roots, that means I was doing something right. So there's no need for me to be changing all, like, a lot.
Speaking of the old stuff, Mr. Jazzy, when was the last time you guys even spoke, bro?
All right. What's the tea?
Yes, we haven't spoken in a while. You know, the last time we met, I think it was 2 years ago, but we met in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was for quarantine to go gig in the UK. But yeah, that was the last time we actually greeted each other.
And you know what? It's fine. And I say that fine because those are the spaces that you want to meet your friend or your brother with, isn't it? Like, let's meet in Ghana, man. Let's meet in Dubai. Let's meet in, you know, Ibiza, man. You know, that is progress for me. I don't care. You know what I mean? Now, talk to us about this song that's going to get an exclusive premiere for Namibia on Fresh FM. Talk to us about Show Me, Buta.
Oh, Show Me is such a beautiful song. You know, as I said, that I like working with people who are intentional with their messages. And when you listen to the lyrics, if you want it, do it. If you love somebody, say it, you know, because time waits for nobody, you know. And those are really the messages that people really need to hear constantly, that stop being afraid of going for what you really want, you know.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what I'm trying to give to the world, like messages of hope, messages of courage, because I know that the fans have done a lot for me as soon as they told me that, no, bro, go back to your roots. That was like a huge thing for me, and I listened to the fans. So I'm also here to reciprocate the energy and give them the songs that they need.
All right.
Man, Murumba Peach, Lioness Ratang is on it. Tell me about Omet ST. That's a bit of a dark horse there for me.
Omet ST has a big song with DJ Stoke called Aukuzegi. He's really good. He's a really good, young, talented guy. He's an upcoming amapiano sensation. And, I mean, he just has that touch, you know. And this is why I also chose to work with him on this song, because of he's one of the boys that I know that they have a good sense of direction in terms of music.
Yeah.
And I just want to also, like, give him an opportunity so that the world can also hear him.
Wow, fantastic.
When are you coming to Namibia, my man?
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm planning tours around Botswana, so I think Namibia should be my next spot, because I see that like piano is a thing there, you know. I've been to a lot of hotspots, but Namibia, I haven't checked in the list for Namibia. I really want to.
Yeah, no, you should, man. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, man, there's a market like, you know, ourselves that would really, really consume your music without... Do you know what I mean? You know when you listen to an amapiano song, and I'm not taking anything away from the genre, it's just, it's done amazing. But you know when you listen to an amapiano song and then 4 days later there's a new one, and then 5 days later there's, you know? Mm. But your music, one thing that I have to tell you is your music is timeless. Your music is timeless, and we have such a huge, huge audience of people who really appreciate and consume timeless music. Do you know what I mean? You know, the other us who don't really dance that much anymore because our knees are also giving in. The us who, who's got the real money, who can spend our money on you, okay? So make it a point to come, man.
Yeah, definitely. I really love where I really want to come. And I mean, with the music part, I've realized that most African countries, they really want to explore this piano thing because they know that there's other sub-genres within it, you know? And I just want to come to Namibia and really showcase my spiritual amapiano and, yeah, embrace it.
I will be wrong for not pronouncing myself on something here, Josiah. And I want to just quickly play you a quick clip before we get into new music. Just a quick clip, Puta. Just a quick one. Have a quick listen.
Okay.
Far as Jano. There we go. Listen, my man. I we need to tell you something, my man.
This song. This song stole my heart. Let me tell you something. I'm going to admit to the fact that I am also one of those people who was sleeping on you until NSK introduced me to obviously your sound last week, and I've been abusing the song since then.
I know. Look, we don't even need to understand what she's saying.
I feel it in my soul.
Feel it from the toes to the last hair.
Yes.
So now I understand when you say you are going back.
Yeah.
You already started this journey, my man. You've been on this journey.
Wow. I've been on this journey, and what I essentially try and do is mix tribal house music, because of that's the style of music that I started learning how to make music with, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
So I tried bringing it here on piano and just to see how it can go, because of, you know, back in the days, I would have loved to have been famous doing tribal music, because I really, really, really love it. But God gave me another opportunity on amapiano, and I'm essentially trying to mix both genres.
Fantastic. So I actually want to know, what is the song all about?
Oh, so it speaks about not trusting each other, you know, betrayal. So it just says, just be careful of the next person, you know, because you can't just easily trust someone. There's just so much betrayal happening in the country. So just be your own, and just focus on your promise.
Awe. Josiah the Disciple, thank you so much for your time, Buta. We appreciate you. Piano Grootman, we're exclusively going to play that song right now. It's fresh and it's on Fresh FM. We wish you all the best, my guy. When you hit Namibia, let us know.
I would definitely do that, man. I really would love to come there. So if there's any promoters listening, let's communicate. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Awe, brand new on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Here's the original Disciple.
The original Black King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Featuring Omet ST, Murumba Peach, as well as Lioness Ratang, right after this.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.